Money is smart. You are not. This is the ninth time of the personal finances. Law in the chat says his six packs or eight pack. Some of the packs are coming along nicely. So we are grateful that somebody here has a flat stomach. We are grateful somebody here
does. That's Packalicious. So,
that's it. That's it, Packalicious. So we're going to do personal finances. Well, that's all until September 30th for sure. I'm going to make a few announcements, but I'm going to tell you a few things first that are relevant to this. As you know, if this is your first time here, but I don't think it is, nobody, then, you know, this was the private meeting, still is, and I made it public, still is. And we run the business here, which I'm not right now. I am helping you with your finances because you need it and you need it right now. Not that you're not capable. It's just that ain't nobody out here doing it. And somebody got to do it. And God called you to be the salt of the earth. And we don't want you with no flavor out there. But we got to go ahead and get your finances together. I have to do in the what's the name of that class? All Things Tech. There you go. All Things Tech, which happened yesterday, I can assure you that class was well served. Keep going with me. Class was well served.
Most certainly.
And they've been watching me build pages on Assembly of Wanderers. I've been watching that. And so I'm going to bring it back up again, but not in a teaching way. It fits into Money is Smart. You are not. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share my screen, and you're going to see the template that I put up for Life Without Money. So in Assembly of Wanderers, it has a few pages. And one of these pages, here's the home page. And one of these pages have something to do with the resource-based economy. Thank you for some of you have given. Let's also make a note that I'm not completely finished with the website, yet we are up and running. Getting new fans, getting new money, handling new business inside of new contracts. Did somebody catch that? It means stop trying to be perfect. Be moving. Do you understand? So I'm trying to be perfect, be moving. And when you click here on Life With Money, which you will, it will take you to why Life Without Money, it will take you there. And this is my life's purpose, to build the resource-based economy. It is now called Arlingbrook. We did that yesterday. The resource-based economy is called Arlingbrook. So shout out to Arlingbrook. And we went hard in the paint here. There's a bunch of stuff that's going to happen, Jerome. I have to do an event and a film, so to speak, an event and a film right here. We're working on the event right now, about an hour long affair about this. Anyway, don't worry about it, but it would be Life Without Money Focus and all this stuff down here. You can go, they watched me put all this up. You can go, I went to Apple iMac, stole from them and put things in places. Went to their pages, blah, blah, blah. And right here, Jerome, everybody see a video template there, right? Right here, Damali, Marcia, Anthony said, man, it's got to be something wild right there. If you're talking about building heaven on earth, hold on. I don't feel everybody's energy. Hold on. If you're talking about building heaven on earth, if you're talking about creating an entire society in which money does not exist and everyone gets an equal share of resources, and you're talking about doing that on Earth with an F in the middle of Democrats and Republicans, you need to wow us as soon as we open up this page. Makes some sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, so I took made the offhanded comment, man, I got to get my CAD stuff together. that's, tell them what CAD stands for, Anthony. What is it? Computer
automated. Computer automated design.
There you go. So you engineers and construction people use CAD all the time.
Yes.
Absolutely. And then after the class, it dawned on me, Jerome, I do CAD all the time. It's just not called CAD. I world build in 3D. Money is smart. You are not. I'm already a video game developer. I already build worlds. And I already do 3D world building. So what I decided to do yesterday, Arshia, was, since Unity is used for more than just video games, that's the engine, the gaming engine, I'll just build the 3D world of Arlingbrook as I see it in my head. Money is smart. You are not. Yesterday, I went, did the blueprints and a lot of the structural work for the hospital as I see it, the entire city and blocks as I see it. Then I even went inside, Jerome, to individual homes so you can take a home tour as I see it.
Oh, that's amazing.
You can take a home tour. So you can take a city tour, home tour. I even built an entire suburb. Yeah. If y'all don't know, I'm a 40-year-old black man from the hood. Almost everything that came out my mouth, they'll tell you ain't supposed to be coming out my mouth. But I don't listen to that kind of stuff. You know, the bee ain't supposed to be flying either, but ain't nobody told the bee is what they say. You understand? And because Jerome, let's not get it twisted. I built the bar too, because you understand. I don't know if y'all know, but your boy likes to fancy some drinks. And I'd be damned if I have a resource-based economy that's dry county, not around her.
Do you have one on every block?
Well, you know, it's just one, but I might. You push me far enough, I might, you know, yeah, you understand. And my point there is, I was being smart in 2018, learning how to do games, 2019. I was being smart, working on my craft and coding, 2012. And I was reinvesting my money to where you couldn't see it, but by accident, as I was talking to Anthony and the class, I realized, oh, I was already smart with my money. I don't have to learn anything. Rewind, press play. Oh, I had already used my money to become an asset. So when I'm going to do something that doesn't exist, when I need to pay someone $100,000 to build me a 3D city that you can walk in, when it is time for me to pay the big company all this money to do this amazing thing, to show people how real it is, I don't have to. Because I already been working on it. And that, my friends, I pulled up LinkedIn, is the third law of money. And when I wrote this back in 2017, I put my own words on top of it and then gave you the law. Please listen to my first words. Money is smart. Keep it away from fools.
Yes!
Here's the blessing with advice, Arshia. It's free. Here's the cursing with advice, Arshia. It's free. Come come. When it comes to your personal finance, and we're going to get real practical, I'm going to give you some steps. And what we're going to do is, I'm going to set you off on a path of today. Mostly what we're going to do today is we're going to create an asset. I'm probably going to define what an asset is and then create an asset. Right? And I'm going to show you, or at least move you to at least where you should be, or at least move you from where you are, so you can have a little more confidence building an asset. Because some of you, you're ready and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. The problem is you like, well, Tony, I don't know where the hell to go. And I get it. We're going to eliminate that today. Yes? No? Yes? No? Yes? I'll stand. Yes. All right.
Yes. Drop some more pearls so I can copy them.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what I'm going to do. So I want you to read this with me as what I was saying. Is this it? Yes. That's what I was saying. Basically, advice is freely given out by anyone and any person who will listen to it, including this blog. While this is most certainly a good thing, it can also be a bad one. When it comes to the matters of money, you should be very careful of whom you receive your financial tips. Surely, you know many of nice people, but most of them are not qualified to give you financial advice. I need to stop right there. I got an amen from Jerome. And so that means we're in a good place right now. Because just because you nice, just because you my mama, just because you my pastor, do you hear me? Uh-huh. Her Michael's lover, she said, blessed are the hearers and doers and readers of God's word. She giving what I'm saying the benediction. You hear me? She said, it's been blessed. And you would be blessed should you hear it. Because just because you tell me something does not mean that it's well. And just because you had some success before does not mean what you're telling me as well. Yes, sir.
The book says,
come on, man.
All things are lawful, but all things edify not. Come on.
Now
that's just because you give it, don't mean it's going to work for me. Come on now.
That's facts. That's 100% facts. And that text he quoted just now is tough. It's tougher than me. It's tough. It's tough, and you Christians forget that's in there, because all things are lawful. That's no different than Phil or Susan telling you ain't no such thing as good or bad energy. It's all here. But I ain't gonna bother you right now. I'm gonna bother you at 10:30.
Sort right through them, and I'll go give them all out, and I'll sort through them.
You'll sort that. I ain't mad at you at all. The idea. And the reason I brought up the gaming and showed you that site, there's a difference. Check my harvest. Should you deem my harvest something desirable? I am telling you that I'm gonna do it again, Jerome. And we're gonna see.
Antonio, let me stop you for a second, okay? Because you passed over something like it wasn't nothing, right? You talked about how you learned how to game, you learned how to do the computer. You was doing all this for one reason, and then you went to see this income-based economy, and then you realize, wait a minute, I ain't got to spend $100,000 to pay somebody to set this up because I was doing this for something else. I just saved $100,000, and you just glanced over that like it wasn't nothing, Antonio.
And then can turn right around.
I don't have $100,000, Antonio. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right about it, man.
So what you just said today was what you were saying yesterday about how you employed your money to make more money, and while you was making more money in one area, that employment was making money in other areas that you didn't even know at the time. And here you are three years in the future, and you were, wait a minute.
If you're an entrepreneur or a business owner aiming to expand or manage your online presence, Dynadot is the perfect partner for you. At Dynadot, registering for a domain is not just easy, it's cost-effective. With services like their free domain privacy, free website builder, and free email address with every registration, along with the robust platform for domain investors to buy or sell domains, Dynadot matches the need of growing digital brands. Their tools are designed for everyone and require no technical knowledge whatsoever. Everything is built with accessibility in mind, from the advanced domain search to their intuitive website builder. On their platform, you'll find industry-low domain registration prices with domain extensions specifically for entrepreneurs like you who are ready to make their next big moves. Secure your website's domain name today with Dynadot and let your online journey take off. Visit Dynadot.com/success to get started. That's Dynadot.com/success to get started. That's Dynadot.com/success to get started.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
That money that I put to work 3 years ago is now coming full circle to help me make more money, and I didn't even know it.
That's why we got to keep going.
I just wanted you to know. He just glanced over that like that. That $100,000 wasn't nothing. Mm-hmm. And Antonio, you better believe that it was more than $100,000, brother. Because as we come into this metaverse, as we come into this future, it's more than $100,000, Antonio.
Word up. No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Plus, when people see that, here's what's supposed to happen. This is supposed to happen. Law is supposed to go and to some super rich people to buy a house. And they're supposed to have been in business for 40 years and are $5 billion construction company that does land development across the world. The biggest real estate company in Thailand and the United States. He's supposed to do a walkthrough tour of the property to keep himself safe from COVID. But I can do the same thing. At probably a better level. Because I've been silently working and teaching my kids. Because when I hang around, we had another call yesterday. We had Tyrell. Tyrell was yesterday. I introduced Tyrell to my billionaire friend. And I said, listen, Tyrell wants to get in the multifamily. I can help Tyrell in the multifamily. There's no problem. Here's the problem with that, though. Law. Biggest multifamily I've ever purchased. 20, 25 doors. Brad goes for the 400 doors. 300 doors. You know what I'm saying? That's a big difference. That's a big difference. So if Brad is my 400 door mentor, then why am I, and you telling me you want to do 400 doors, why am I going to mentor you on something I haven't done yet?
That's just good common sense, dude.
That's
I mean, it's more than common sense. You are putting your ego to the side, because a lot of times people put their ego into it. No, I can do it, but you haven't done it.
That's it. And I told Tyrell is loyal. He's a military guy. And I told him, I said, look, now I said it right in front of Brad. I said, look, I know you're loyal, but now I need you to be loyal to my mentor. I need you to extend that same energy over there. And I said, I'm gonna mute my mic and I ain't gonna say nothing else. I'll let Brad do what he's gonna do. I ain't saying nothing else. Simply because money is smart. Don't give it to fools. I've been on subject the whole time. The whole time I've been on subject. You have to be careful where you do things. So 3 years ago, three years ago, I said to myself, they doing too much. Every time I turn around, Mark Zuckerberg got something else going on. The hell am I missing? Why Congress keep calling them down? And I just started listening. And I start saying, I don't know if y'all remember, he wanted to start his own cryptocurrency, and everybody got upset because, you know, how can you have, you know, something decentralized but full privacy with Facebook invasion privacy? But I said, currency, I ain't start thinking about ATS coins. And Facebook said, are we going to do our own currency? Shit, I got a community too. Wait a minute. That's right after that, I don't know, it took me 3 months to get the confidence. ATS coin is what it is. Just tell you what it is. And I start thinking about that. And every time I'm looking at these people do something, they do something, I say, man, I need to learn what they're doing. And instead of going to get me some tomatoes and some super greens or some fried chicken, or instead of going to the Frankly Beverly and Maze concert, that was from my other crowd. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. With balanced folk around here. Y'all like Luther and the Lord. You understand what I'm saying?
That's okay. I love Frank Beverly.
Okay then. All right. So I'm following smart money. If Warren Buffett right now buys $1 billion worth of Sheba, what y'all gonna do? Go buy something. I got 45.53. I got $45.53. Let me go ahead and put my money there.
That's it.
And I hope I get wind of him getting ready to buy it before he buy it and make the price go up. I'm going to get mine in, so when I get mine, my price automatically go up.
Exactly.
Now I'm work for income.
Exactly. That's exactly what we're talking about.
I'm learning how to make sure I have five on a dime.
Sounds good to me. You hear me? It sounds good to me. Five on a dime sounds good to me. I'm just iterating to all of you that at some point you're gonna have to have something that drives you to do whatever the hell you want to do. You understand what I'm saying? That's up to you. I wish I could tell you something else, but that's not my business. That's not my business to tell you something else. My only business is just to tell you, follow smart money. Let's go back real quick. I could think quickly of seven reasons while you need to safeguard your money. Most investment advice is dangerous and half-truths. All investing ideas don't fit all people. Everyone has a conflict with the interest. I don't give a damn who, what. If I teach you real estate, if I teach you personal finances, you better doggone believe I got an agenda. The thing is, I just told you my agenda up front. I'm just looking for the one leopard to come back and say, hey, thank you. And I'm going to say, let's do some real estate together. I told y'all that up front. I told you my conflict of interest up front. I need you better so my life can get better. So I ain't, because my life is already good, but the more you ain't good, the more you bringing my life down. I told you that up front. If we gonna be friends, I need you rich.
Not a problem.
I was gonna say, that sound like a friend I wanna have.
Amen.
If we gonna be friends, I need you rich. You understand? I need you rich. It's real talk. If we gonna be friends, I need you rich. You can delegate authority, but you can't delegate responsibility. Man, this is too much, Jerome. This is too much. You need to get smarter with every transaction. Every dime you get needs to make you a dime more intelligence. Financial intelligence is something you cannot lose. You cannot lose financial intelligence. If you ever get financially intelligent, I assure you, you'll never be broke again. You may be temporarily without money, and I don't mean that in no motivational speaker way. I'm saying give yourself 72 hours. You get it back. And then, of course, true to Antonio, the Matrix has you. Financial intelligence gets you one step closer to unplugging. I'll explain this later. So what's the five laws, the third law of gold? Gold clingeth to the protection of the cautious owner who goes to wise men for its handling. Remember, I told y'all these are laws. Money has no respect of person, and money also has no power. Money also should never stress you out because money is weak. Money is predictable, and it always behaves the same way. In every circumstance, come on, Law.
Just saying, because I myself definitely, I definitely do let money stress me out. So I think that was powerful. I think that hit me in my heartstrings there.
Good, good, good. I hope it got somebody else too. It's money is no different than looking at a leaf on a tree. You know what's going to happen to the leaf. There's nothing about this leaf that can surprise you. It's going to blow in the wind. It's going to fall in the fall. If you cut it, it's going to die eventually. You know what I'm saying? And the tree has enough financial intelligence or infinite intelligence to replace what you just cut.
Can you say again for me, please? Mm-hmm. The money is weak.
It's weak. I got you. I'll say it until you believe it. I sure will. Money is weak, has no power, and it should never stress you out. It is not something that even exists, but I'm not even trying to be esoteric with you. It's just a piece of paper. And most, in 97.5% of the cases now, it's just a digital number you've never seen before. That's it. And in the next 5 minutes, and I'm timing myself, I'm going to take you through a master class of money as fast as possible, building assets and telling you how to get some damn money. Because it's not money. Is I'm gonna tell you some stuff you've already heard, you didn't apply. You'll be like, Adrian, man, I heard you say it before, but this time I got it right. That's what's gonna happen to you. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell you some stuff you already heard, and I'm gonna tell you some stuff that is very practical, and then I'm gonna give you step by step guys. But I am telling you, money follows laws. Every time I bring up money, I bring up water and breathing. You cannot take yourself in the Pacific Ocean, the Gulf of Mexico, wherever body water next to you, and take your butt down there and breathe. That's always a entrepreneur that says, yes, I can if I got a self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. That's scuba gear, by the way. I know, but your body can't do it. You understand? Because law says, not law loho, but the law says that your lungs can't handle the cohesive properties of hydrogen and oxygen.
You need gills.
You need gills. It's too thick. To breathe underwater is exactly the same as trying to breathe grits or throwing up. You know, you get your indigestion and you eat too late and you lay down too early. Come on, I need some old folk with me now. I ain't talking to you young folk. And you wind up waking up because you threw up in your sleep.
Oh my God. Gotta sleep standing up against the wall. Oh my God.
That's it.
Why you sitting up? I need your pillow, my pillow, and everybody
all else. These pillows. I'm scratching my chest with this glass. That's what it feel like. And the whole night you doing this and you try to cough it out of you. You get it out of you.
Right,
every five
right.
seconds.
Then the water don't want to go down. And then
don't
you got
to go down.
A whole bunch of it.
Exactly.
Oh,
tastes like bile.
Don't eat nothing else. Nothing. Yeah. Oh, I like to have that. No, can't do it. I can't do it.
She said you got to sleep standing up. You young folks will know about that.
They should give you this disclaimer beforehand as you start to get younger, because I like pineapple juice. And
I can't have it no more.
I like mimosas. I want mimosas. But I can't have the orange juice by itself. But I can have the mimosa, just more mimosa than the orange.
You know, throw it up in your sleep. You know what I'm saying? You're throwing
it'll
in your sleep.
Wake you up.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. And the reason I gave y'all that example, because we know this to be true. Lord knows, ooh, let me drink some orange juice 5 minutes before I lay down. You know what's going to happen. He didn't test it. He said it couldn't have been that. And then did it five, you know, fifth time, said, you know, I'm not doing this no more.
Get out of my head.
You're not doing it no more. At this point, it is a law according to the acidic properties of that orange juice and his indigestion manners. Whatever he got going on there is facts. And I'm
he
telling,
can preach about it now.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I get it because I had to calm the hell down. I had to realize. And then as soon as I turned 40, and I love spicy food. I mean, on my 40th birthday, you hear me? Spicy food said, yeah.
It didn't hit the beat, did it?
We taste good.
Smith Jr.
But it's hot coming out.
Upside your head.
You understand? Look, it's hot coming out, Jerome. You understand? I got to calm down on them spices now. I got to calm down on the spices. And the reason we can all agree with that, that's law. And I'm telling y'all, money behaves the same way. Oh, I got two more minutes. One more minute. Listen to me well. Listen. Hear me well. You need to stop stressing about something you can predict. You can predict money. You can control money. You can manipulate money. You can make money bow to your feet. You can make money cling to you. There is nothing that you cannot do with money. The Matrix has you. That's what I said. Right here. The Matrix has you because we want you, the top 1% want you to believe it's hard. We want you to believe I'm just super smart. Why? Say what you want. I'm going to say this out loud, Jerome. They ain't going to like it. Y'all ain't going to like it, and the top 1% ain't going to like me saying it. The whole goal is to get unearned income. Said that before. But here's the real reason. Because I need to keep you in your poverty condition. You're not listening.
If you set me free, you don't have a workforce.
I ain't got no workforce.
Need me as your workforce.
I need you as my workforce. You've been listening to me. Boy, I tell you.
Trying to cut down on my resources, Antonio.
That's right. There it is. Remember, and so we're gonna repeat that. I told you some of the stuff we're gonna repeat. So let's start from the beginning. I'm not, I told you I had 5 minutes. I took my 5 minutes. Let's start from the beginning. You should write this down. I know you heard it, but I need about 3 minutes to give you this basic understanding. There's only one thing on this planet that is valuable: resources. You need to write that down. There's only one thing on this planet that is valuable: resources. Man, I sure wish Deanna and Grace was taking notes. This would be a good one today. This would be a good one. There's only one thing on this planet of value: resources. And there's only one way in a capitalistic society to get more resources. You gotta have a labor force. And there's only one way in a capitalistic society to afford a labor force. Gotta have resources. I want 100% participation. You don't have to catch a camera on. Just raise your emoji hand or just real quick say, I'm here because I want to ask you a question. Or just nod your head. And just everybody, 100% participation. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm listening to you. Okay, got you out.
I'm here.
Got you.
I'm here.
Need a few more. Okay, at least
I'm
one.
Here.
All right, good.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Thank you so much. I have an acceptable ratio now. Everybody, I want you to view your financial situation right now. You like it, you don't. Ask yourself privately, how many resources do you have? That was my question. That's why
I
was
asking. You just woke me up that day that you said, Sandra, if you just do what you said, I'm gonna cry. Wait a minute.
This is a crying subject.
You said you already have what you need. If you just, you know what? I'm not saying, you know what?
It's 100%. Now, let me ask you again. I want you to check your resources. And money ain't no resource. Money is what you use to exchange for resources. Money is a medium of exchange and a storehouse of wealth. You probably should have wrote that down too. It's only two purposes of money. So if you think money is your resource, use a lie. And you need to stop getting mad at people and women on OnlyFans selling their body. That's their damn resource. The better your body look, the more money you make. Help me, somebody.
You telling the truth.
Donald Trump winning presidency was an anomaly as far as what we've been picking since the TV era. How many of y'all think Donald Trump is attractive? Like, well, your hormones just get all, you know, twisted up and.
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you so much. Every president we have had since the TV has been invented has been attractive. Even the Bushes. They've been attractive men. I'm not saying they've been dime pieces. I'm saying they have not been eyesores. George Bush Jr. looked like a cute little teddy bear. Look harmless. That's his power. Look harmless, got that Texas accent. Drop a bomb right on you. Since we invented ain't nowhere in the, we had a whole president in a wheelchair. You think that's gonna happen today? Texas got a governor in a wheelchair. Once you try to put him on the front stage. But I'm trying to tell you, it took, Donald Trump had to have $5 billion, 500 hotels, all them resources, just to get past the eye test. You're not hearing me. This is, if this is your first time hearing me, it is. I don't care nothing about Democrat or Republican.
He put his assets up as the eye test.
That's right. His assets was the eye test. He was the richest.
He knew he didn't have the look, but he had the resources.
And his resources are what you said. Well, give him a chance. If he can do that for us, maybe he can do it for us.
Money look good. Oh my goodness. This joker running around here. Surmounting the government and everything. He's keeping all the money. Let him get a chance.
Let him give him a chance. So I want y'all to think about this here for a second. check your resources. Check your bank account, now check your resources. If your bank account is low, you ready? You are a resource.
Yep, that hurt. Boom! That hurt.
Boom! Oh, if your bank account is low, if your bank account is low, open another resource, Antonio.
Yeah.
Develop another
resource. Yeah, gotta develop another one. That's real talk, y'all. I get in trouble, law, because I'm supposed to know my role and shut my mouth. The problem with that is I don't know my role and I don't like shutting my mouth. I am telling you that the basics of this game is resources. You need to let the Lord use you in all these ways and understanding what I'm saying. Okay. Hear me. Hear me well. If you do not have resources, you ain't got nothing. And if you don't have resources, you don't have money. And if you don't have money, you are someone's resource who has the money. Help me, Jerome.
I'm so glad I know Antonio T. Smith Jr. Since he's a damn resource.
I'm going to say that because I can't think of another phrase, but I'm one of the few people not trying to lock y'all into being my resource. It's plenty of me out here. It's plenty of me out here. It's plenty. Like it ain't no shortage, just the other people talk too much. They're too loud. You know, they just different, louder than us.
Different. Yeah. Well, yeah. How same, different. Might look the same, might act, but see, even that, you just.
I'm with you.
You're your own resource.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I. One time, somebody got on a call one time and was like, man, Tony, I don't understand. You got all this traffic and you don't be trying to monetize it because you would rather spend longer to have three people on a monthly subscription. And they wasn't trying to diss me. They was trying to understand me. I took it as a compliment. Because if you paying me and I generate it, I won. And if I only got three, I just need to figure out how to go get another three. Now I got six. Then I see it again. I make sure it's not a fluke. I go, damn, I need another three. Now I got nine. Watch this here. Then somebody like Jerome come to me and say, man, you doing good. But why taking you so long to get nine? And I say, you right, Jerome. I'm going to try to get nine in one day. So y'all quit because it take y'all 3 years to get nine customers and you quit. You think your business ain't working. Your business is working just fine. You just ain't learned how to shorten the time to get those damn customers. And you ain't had nobody come in your face and say, shorten the time. And how do you shorten the time and get customers, my friends? Please tell me how. I already gave you the answer. There's only one answer. You got
to have the resources and the vehicles in place so right. That you can accelerate the timeline, so that you can bend the time. That's how you do it.
That's right. You must have the resource in place, and you better own it. The only way to get me to spend my money is the resource you got in your hand got to be worth more than money in my pocket. So write this down. You heard me say this before. I have to want what you're selling more than I want my money. You heard me say this before. I'm the only person I know say it. I'm sure I'm not the only person saying it. I'm just the only person I know saying it. You understand what I'm saying? But it's the truth. It's the number one rule of economics. Antonio, can you help me understand economics? It's real simple. Well, my college, forget your college professor. Your college professor is a professor. Your college professor is not an economist. Your college professor is a professor. He's a teacher. She's a teacher. And why are you asking teachers to teach you economics? Put your mic a little closer, Grace. Start up. Put your mic a little closer. Start up.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yeah. We can hear you the first time, but you know, we just got folk that's over 50. You know, you gotta project your voice.
Yes, sir. I was saying that's why Mr. Otis is our newest millionaire. What we have, what's for, they're going to use it in
life. That's right. Mr. Otis right there. Otis Chandler is in the Influence of Secrets. He's our newest person. And that's a steal. And I'm not even finished uploading everything. And that's a steal. $547 for, I don't know, $1 million of my information and all them classes. That's a steal. It took me half a day to refix the videos in there because I switched plugins. It took me half a day. That's how many classes is in there. It took half a day to fix the classes. But hear me well. Marcia, if you got a resource, all right, we're going to play a game. If Arshia has a resource and she's trying to get me to buy her resource, Arshia has to convince me the money that is stressing me out, that I'm afraid to let go of, is less valuable than the resource she's trying to put on me. This is why y'all can't sell, because the people you're trying to sell to are scared as hell to let their money go. They would rather die and let the government eat their money up in taxes and inflation by holding it than give it to you. So how do you combat this? Your resource needs to be fantastic. Here's all, I hope y'all taking notes. Here's all the ways to make your resource fantastic. The list is extremely short. Way number one, it can be a regular ass resource. Give it to the right person, it ain't regular no more.
Okay.
Y'all out here with fantastic resources, giving it to the wrong people. Let me just pause right here. Them folk y'all trying to change, they ain't gonna never change. And they don't want to buy from you. And they make it clear every chance they get. They don't share your statuses. They don't like your posts. They watch your video and never tell you. They ain't leaving no comments. And they can't stand when you talk. So why are you going to that same crowd? Some of y'all got the right resource, and you're giving it to the wrong people. I don't know what Mr. Otis want. I know this. He tired of whatever or whoever is making more money than him. Because this is what happened. He went inside himself and said, I should be getting paid 90 times more than this. I ain't got nobody else following me who don't say that. If you're going to give me $13, now listen, we're going to make it good. Say, well, I'm going to give you $57 an hour. Thank you. But since I know you're willing to give me $57 an hour, I know you're saving money. I need more. If I know inflation is at 8%, I just go ahead and take 8%, multiply that by $57, and automatically know you ain't paying me enough. You need to pay me $57 plus inflation plus 30% taxes. How about that? Anyway, don't mind me. I'm just a kid that talk too much. I genuinely want you to understand that in order to make your resources attractive, it's a short list. Way one, give it to the right person. It's very attractive. It don't matter if it's good or not. It could be a prototype. The right people, it's attractive. So what's the other way? Work on your craft and make that resource better. Which one should you do first? Never, ever, 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 ever make the resource better first. That's y'all problem. That's the difference between me and you. Let me show, I'm gonna show them again, Jerome. See, they missed it. I'm gonna show them again. I'm gonna show them again. Watch this here. Share my screen. Here's the website of my legacy. Watch this here. This button don't work. 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 These work. You can't even register for this yet. It say register now, but I ain't letting you in. So this button don't work. Look, I'll click it. It don't do nothing. But you can see the link up here. Just got a hashtag. That button don't work. This button don't work. ATS TV right now is down because we're putting artificial intelligence on it. So ATS TV don't work. You can donate. Here is the blog works. And then here is the email list. 95% of this website don't work. Still making money. See that? See? See? Do it again. I'm going to try it again. Never.
I'm going to grow up.
Never, ever, 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 ever work on your craft so much to where you put out the perfect product. Because you're going to waste money putting out the perfect product. Because your customer's going to tie it up anyway and tell you, I wish you would have had this. See that? See that? You're going to waste time.
Come on now. Come on.
You're going to waste time trying to be perfect. You're going to waste time trying to be perfect. And while you wait, while you put out the iPhone 13, is that the one that's out right now? Or is it the 12? Let's say, I know the 12 is out. The 13?
14 comes out between August and September.
That's so beautiful. This is a perfect example. While you put out the iPhone 14, because you spent 2008 to 2022 getting it perfect. Lauder put out iPhone 1, iPhone 2, iPhone 3, iPhone 4, three different versions, iPhone 5, four different versions, iPhone 6, four different versions, iPhone 7, 4, iPhone 8, skip 9, just went straight to iPhone 10, iPhone 11, 12, and 13. It became a $2.7 trillion company while your ass is sitting there working on your craft. Am I making it make sense, Jerome? There's only two ways to get money out of people's pocket. You got to, well, one way to get money out of people's pocket is you got to have a resource. So what am I calling this resource? It's actually trading power. That's what the resource is.
Antonio.
Come on, man. I know I'm talking.
Last week, I was on the phone with Grace. And I said, tell him, where the hell my books at? And Antonio's response, folks, was, "You act like a damn publisher. It's gonna take me time to get that." And here you are saying the same thing today. If it wasn't up to Deanna, it's been up to me. Because them books could have been out if it was up to me. Thank you, Mr. Antonio.
So welcome. Because you better make that money on the way. I put out the Richest Man Trash Can. Sold over, well, they didn't say I gave away for free, but the shipping, over 10,000 copies. The first 1,000 copies went out with no page numbers. I swear to God. If you were the first 1,000 people, ain't no page numbers in the joints. I don't know. Between me and Deanna, we dropped the whole ball. You hear me? Ain't no page numbers in them first 1,000 copies. Not a damn person got mad at me. They just said, man, I just remember, they just start using little post-it notes and stuff. Your customers will adjust. And then they'll tell you what to fix. Resources is trading power. And if you don't have trading power, if you don't have the harvest of trading power in your bank account, money, the harvest of trading power is money. If you don't have money in your bank account, you can trace it back to its problem. You don't have resources or trading power. If the tree is not tall, You could trace it back to saying the tree is young. If the seed didn't come out the ground, Jerome says, well, Antonio, did you plant it? No. Well, that's the damn problem, Antonio, right there. You ain't planted. So if harvest, trace it back to the seed. I'm telling you, if you do not have trading power, you do not have money. And the only way to get trading power is to own or control a resource. Every day, Prophet Jerry get up here and tell y'all, Antonio, I'm trying to get out my situation because I've realized I don't own my resource. They're using me as the resource. And they've taken away my trading power by supplying my needs. They stole his trading power by supplying his needs. Boy, that's how you get black folk if I ain't never seen it. You know what I'm saying? Every day he realizes now he's making actions to fix that. And the third law of gold says, you probably want to listen to somebody like me. Because I know everything I said in the last 56 minutes goes against your teachings. That's because you're not listening to wise people. You're listening to people in your tax bracket. I'm not in your tax bracket. I ain't even close in your tax bracket. I don't even know if I got a tax bracket no more. It can't keep getting higher. If you are listening to people who are not much better off than you, you're listening to the wrong people. This is why.
Wow. Before you go further, you are absolutely right. Because you sit in church every Sunday and you pay your offering, you pay your tithes, and sometimes you got to give extra because, you know, everybody didn't give or whatever the case may be. But then to the point where, you know, you got that thing that's over my head, and preacher were mad because I didn't pay 30% of the of what I was going to get.
See, and keep going, please.
He got mad because I couldn't pay tithes. But then they were saying, well, if he paid tithes, then they're going to take the Social Security, going to take the rest of it. It's going to be a whole bunch to it. So you can't pay nobody. It's just set up just for you. And I'm like, okay, cool. At the time, I didn't have nobody like the number one Bishop A.T. Smith. You see what I'm saying? I ain't had nobody, so I'm thinking this is a good thing to sign and saying, oh, I'm going to get $120,000.
Makes sense.
You know, so I'm like, oh, this is good. Mm-hmm. But no. They charging me right now. They send me a 3 month? Quarterly, whatever it is, mm-hmm. and of how much I spent, they got a little bit of tax, not taxes, but a little bit of stocks in there, what they're doing, but it's not much stocks that they're buying, like BOE or something. I have to show it to you or tell you on another call because I don't want to hold up the call.
No, you're doing good because they need to listen to me. So you know,
but all this stuff I didn't know about, and they robbing me blind, basically, and I didn't know that I had to pay them. They didn't tell me I had to pay them, but then I'm looking at something. I'm like, wait a minute, what money this come from? Oh, this goes to your bank that you're trusted in. You got to pay him a certain amount too.
so it's not really paying me. Yeah, I went on. I went and bought a car, of course. Mm-hmm. Went on the honeymoon. Went to Connecticut. Went to Ohio. You know, things. Mm-hmm. Things that normal Black people want to do. You know what I'm saying?
He gave all that money to somebody else's resources.
Mm-hmm. And so it's like, wow. Wow. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because just to find a hotel, I think we've been went through this before. Just to find a hotel, you gotta find the right hotel that my Hoyer lift could fit under it, right? Mm-hmm. That needs that Renee won't break her back, right, trying to put me in bed.
Yeah, then you ain't gonna be able to get nowhere if that happened.
Right, exactly. So the last time we just went somewhere, mm-hmm, and Hoyer lift broke. So I had to pay $200-some-odd to have something shipped to me the next day for me to be able to fix it in order for me to get out of bed. Because if only way I got into bed is through the ambulance and we on vacation.
That's
so all this money is being spent. I'm just making.
That's it. They need to hear this because all y'all, one check away from being as handicapped as him.
Wow.
You understand?
You preaching, boy. You preaching.
I'm just trying to tell you what it is. Now, of course, do they like me saying this? The folk ain't got no ego, love it. Mother folk don't. I am absolutely, I'm gonna always be polarizing. It's not me. I'm giving information, and information repels
or draws. Mm-hmm. I wanna add one more thing to what you're mm-hmm saying, because this is what I was guilty of too. Uh-huh. Is that because I've always been a hard worker?
Yeah,
always trying to to do what I gotta do.
That's the one, Jerome.
Come on now, the people that are around me, I was doing slightly better than them.
That's so the guess what?
I felt good about myself. Mm-hmm. But guess what? I'm feeling good. But guess what? I was still broke. I was mm-hmm just I was just a little less broken than them. Come on. But the artist said, you still broke. And I'm sitting there going, but I'm doing better than them. Ain't that supposed to make it? I'm gonna tell you, it made me feel good, but I was still broke.
Still broke.
Let's keep it 100. And I say, what the hell? Come on, we got to do better than this. Antonio, last month, well, in February, is when my disability increased.
Mm-hmm.
It increased, and because I'm retired, when I hit 50%, and Terrell's my man, when I hit 50%, I qualify for an additional check.
Look at God.
Okay? That I really should have got 20-some years ago. But we'll be okay. By the time they finish calculating everything, plus the additional 10%, check this out. My check went up $1,500.
That's a big deal.
But I tell you, no. Stop. No. There ain't nothing to get excited
about. And that's the money you're supposed to put aside. Right to the side, right now.
Shout out to Antonio Jr., okay? So here's what happened. I ended up getting the full check April 1st. Okay. April 21 right now.
Uh-huh.
There might be $200 in my bank account. Right. And I said, and I'm telling you, this is a blessing from God, Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you start talking about these finances, I sat down and I say, now Jerome, you got almost an additional $1,500 mm-hmm of money. And you down to $200? Mm-hmm. Where'd that money? And then I looked at it. I didn't spend that money on extravagance. I didn't spend that money on me. I didn't spend that money on things. You know what I did with that money? I spent that money on bills.
That's right. That's why I was. I know where it was.
What the? And then, but now here's the beauty, Antonio. because of these classes, you forced me to go back and look at my money and say, now, Joe, how in the hell did you get $1,500 additional dollars with that increase and you ain't got nothing to show for it?
That's right.
I said, oh, hell no. We're not repeating this cycle again.
I know that's right. Come on, y'all. Let me jump my clap for that. No.
This is my blessing right now.
No.
And we're going to work on it, get it even higher. Yeah. I know that's right.
That's it. Keep going, Jerome. We had to clap for you right there.
No, I'm just saying, this is for me. I can't speak for anybody else on the call. For me, all of this information is just, it's mind blowing in relationship to me moving forward. Because I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, Jerome. He done taught you that additional money that you didn't count on, you could be using that money to generate an asset that's going to pay you to pay them bills off. Yep. But for you to take that money and pay them bills off, you're crazy.
Crazy.
You absolutely crazy.
And it also proves you was negative $1,500 before you got to $1,500.
Hello, and I didn't even know I was negative.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. That's just math. That's just math. Yeah, we got, and y'all remember Talisha. Talisha been on YouTube every morning getting this here. Go ahead, Jerome.
No, I'm good. I just wanted to share that all of this for me is coming at the right time. Everything is coming at the right, and I'm saying, oh my God. And I'm so, and here's the deal, Antonio. I don't have to repeat it. I don't have to wait 3-4 years to figure out what the hell I'm doing wrong. Mm. You're my resource.
That's right. And then you're going to partner with me and we're going to buy resources together. Yeah, there you go. That's that. See that there? That's what I'm talking about. Come on, Renee.
Okay. And you know, after you guys were talking yesterday and I sat down in the hospital with Jay and I said, okay. I was like, this is what we got with, we have literally three streams of income with his check, my job, and then my writing. And I said, okay. I was like, that ain't enough. Mm-hmm. I was like, that ain't nowhere near enough. And so I was like, okay. So we literally sat down and I said, we need at least 5 or 6 more streams. I was like, that way we can have a stream to help with church, but then it doesn't feed into our main thing that we're trying to do. We can do different things and invest and stuff. And I was, and it's deep because a year ago or 2 years ago, I would have just been like, I just need to have a job and make sure that I'm making X amount of money. And that's my stream of income. But now I'm like, okay, well, I need to come up with multiple ways so that if one dries up, I can still have more than one. And I think I can tell in myself that there's been a lot of growth in that way because I'm writing, but I need to get a little bit more clientele, but I'm doing with Abraham. So I'm like, okay, well, that's working into another one. So I'm just like trying to keep my hands in those different areas and trying to get up my YouTube channel. Good. And I told Jay that I literally had a YouTube channel, but never did anything with it, and had it since 2014. I just had it to have my videos and stuff that you could save and stuff. But I said, I was like, okay, I need to get more followers so I can be able to go live, so I can be able to talk and monetize that. So I was like, okay, so it's getting to a point where I don't want to just live on a paycheck. It's my hope to be able to leave my job and the clocking in and stuff all together and to focus on the legacy that we're trying to build and stuff and getting that off of the ground and doing it full time. So it's a blessing because I'm just like, okay, it's I'm trying to tie different things together and be like, okay, all right, well, how can we make money off of this? How can, you know, just different things, right, and trying to be open to that possibility of it's not going to be conventional, mm-hmm, and, you know, and being okay with that, because the traditional way ain't cutting it. And so I'm not trying to leave this earth like my parents, and they worked, and they weren't able to leave anything necessarily to me, and I cannot afford to do that for the generation that's coming up behind me, because I'm young, but I ain't super duper young no more. But still, it's time to make changes, and it's time to do something that is out of the box, and it's getting to a point where I don't care if people are like, well, Renee, I don't know why you doing this. I don't care. You got your own situation.
I'm glad you said that. Nobody who makes more money than you will ever criticize you.
Yeah, it's the ones that make less. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I can't do it, Antonio. I'm sorry. We got things and dreams that we're trying to do, and there's gifts inside of me, and it's time to continue to thrive on them, because the gift is there. I just want to keep getting better with it, but you'll get better as you keep going. So I'm just grateful for being on here. I'm just grateful for everybody, because it's a momentum swing that's been happening. And I'm like, the more I keep pushing, the more I see different things, and I'm like, okay, that means I got to go even harder in the paint. So I just appreciate you. I appreciate everybody, because it's time to get this money.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is, for sure. For sure it is. No, yeah, I'm sure my clap for that too. That's it. That's it right there. Yeah, yeah. Tyrell said in the chat too, he refused to leave the same way he got here, broke. I'm getting ready to wrap this up. Listen, I need y'all to get that this is all about resources. Y'all out here stressed about money, but you exchange the money for the stuff you actually need. Listen to what Prophet Jay said. Yeah, the Horia lift, that's a resource. And you had to exchange 250 monies to fix the resource.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
Ain't that a tax deduction?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that's a tax deduction. Lowering the amount of his tax encumbrance, which comes back to him as money, which he can put into another vehicle to make more money.
That's right. I completely agree.
Why are we going along with this? People need to like just get a simple tax law book.
I was just going to say, because
some of the stuff, like people have businesses and stuff. If you're taking classes and things to enhance yourself while your business is going on, Antonio, it's an IRS ruling that's making yourself better and more profitable and more marketable, and it's a tax write-off. A lot of people don't know that.
No, a lot of people don't, and it's 100%. And I need to bring in one of my tax friends for sure. And we need to get down to the nitty gritty. You know what I'm saying? We need to get down to the nitty gritty on, I need to bring in somebody that's going to teach some serious tax code stuff, because y'all need it. And I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm just saying that, I mean, let's just face it, Jerome. They're not going to tell you. They're not going to tell you.
No, they're not going to tell you. They're not going to tell you. You got to research it. You got to read for yourself, and you got to know what's going on.
Yeah,
just like the VA, they ain't going to tell you nothing. You got to research it.
They ain't going to tell you, man. You got to research it. You got to research. I want to share with you the importance of understanding. Oh, Phil, just let me go ahead, Phil.
Yeah. When I hear people talk about tax write-offs, I think sometimes they forget one thing. They got to generate some revenue to write it off from.
Thus, we come back to the original problem.
You got to get the revenue to pay for that bed lift.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, no. It's trading power. Let's break this down. Deanna, write this in the chat. So like, I don't know if they did it. Everything in this world comes back to resources. Nothing about this is esoteric stuff. Just need you to catch it. Everything in this world comes back to resources. You exchange your money for resources. You do not bathe with money. You go buy soap. Soap is a resource. You don't wash your clothes in money. You go buy detergent. Detergent is a resource. You understand? Yeah. Yeah. It's on Valentine's Day, you're going to use your money and exchange it for the resources of, baby, look how good I'm being. I'm a good boy. That's what you're going to do. You understand what I'm saying? That's what you're going to do. That's what you're going to do. Money is not the goal. The resources are. And you need to hear it this way. And the money shouldn't stress you out. Your lack of ability to get resources should. And your lack of having resources should. But not the money itself. Money is nothing. And it takes no effort to make money. See, that's why I got y'all. That's what, right there, and I started off that way. I didn't say it exactly that way, but I started off that way. And right there, I went against everything you knew. I know I did. It takes no effort to make money. Zero effort. Grace out here stressing right now, trying to make more money, more money, more money, more money, more money. I said, relax. It don't take no effort. And I'm not going to tell you to attract money. That's a different call. I'm telling you, trading power 100% makes money. If you're trying to make money with no trading power, that's why you're stressed out. That's what you're going through. Trading power 100% begets money. It's a law. If I have a Hoyer lift that will never break, find a new model that can handle Prophet Jerry's weight and make it half the size of the one he has now, I got a $1 trillion company. You understand what I'm saying? I got a $1 trillion company. And you're not going to find people who are in his condition that's not overweight, because the medicines make you eat more. You get steroids just to be strong, this and this and this and that.
Went in the hospital last Saturday, 67 pounds. Came out the hospital almost 298.
All the medicines.
They just pumped. Y'all saw that thing right there that was white? Mm-hmm. All the meds they pumped in me and all them steroids put me all up, and I'm trying to lose weight. No, excuse me. I'm going to release.
There you go. You don't feel it's going to get you.
And I'm going to release more, but that 30-some pounds, I got to work back off now.
Yeah. Yes, you got to work it off. Or starve it off, but one of them is easier. It ain't to starve it. It's not to starve it. Genuinely, and I'm 275, but I work out every day, so it sits differently on me. I actually weigh more than him when he gets in the hospital. It sits differently on me. I just grasp that you trying to get money with no trading power, because all through K-12 and your whole adult life, that's what you've been taught. That's what you've been taught. That's what you've been taught. You've been taught. Hey, you ain't got no trader power? Go out there and go get it. And then Law goes, well, I don't figure out how to get it. Oh, don't worry about it. Law, I got you. Come work for me. Since you can't figure it out, give me your time, your greatest resource, and I'll give you a fraction of the resources your time deserves. You gonna pay me all at once? No, every 2 weeks.
Shoot.
Yeah. Yes, y'all hear it? Genuinely understand it. Please hear it. If you're trying to make money without trading power, like, that's your fight right now. Go get trading power. Go ahead, Phil.
And that's why the Amazon warehouse on Staten Island got unionized.
Yep.
Because they organized the resource that was valuable to the company and presented it in a way that the company said, well, we better listen to them as a body. Last night on The Daily Show, the gentleman that did all that was on The Daily Show last night, and I recommend everybody go watch that. He was a very, very interesting interview.
I'm going to pull it up now.
It's a fascinating story, and it's a story of the American workers. It happened in the early 1900s where the workers were unions started really coming to the forefront and providing value for the workers because the workers were being taken advantage of. And that's what you're seeing today with the Amazon warehouse.
And that's a big victory, too, because, well, I don't want to say Amazon doesn't want to be unions. I'm not going to say that, although, you know, you can follow the courts, but I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to tell you that when you start unionizing, or that might be the only victory I know of in Amazon. That might be the only the only union, because they have done well. Stopping this, they have done well. John Oliver did a good case study on that too, on his show. Anyway, to conclude, trading power.
I'm just glad my children didn't form a union. I'd be in trouble.
No, that's right. Your job is going to get trading power. Which if resources is the only thing you can really exchange, well, I'm sorry, money is what you exchange. If resources is the only thing you can actually use, then should your money, I mean, should your energy, your time, your effort, and your talents be in the effort of acquiring what you're going to give away anyway, the money, or acquiring the resource? Go ahead, Grace, because this is, I'm about to play a YouTube video and it's about the Hurts from Phillips. Yes, sir. I mean, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Could you give an example of trading power, please?
Yes. Okay. Let me. The answer is infinite. But let's take Grace for the millionaire influencers is a resource. It is a fantastic resource. The Bureau of Influential Individuals is a fantastic resource. So now you have these two resources. Law, if I have a chocolate 820 score strapping twin flame soulmate for you, which I think he already found. Do I need to convince you that that's what you need? No. Arshia, if I have a good marriage for you in which you can just come home and do all that natural empathic stuff you got going on, are you, I'm a little smitten. That's saying a lot for you. That's saying a lot for you. Because you know, you got standards and tests and certifications, you understand. A resource doesn't need to be sold. But y'all get on the phone and you start selling. And that ain't what I taught you. It's not. Hey, Mr. or Mrs. Speaker, how far you want to take it? Well, I want to take it, blah, blah, blah. All right, write that down, write that down, write that down, write that down. They say two things, five things, whatever. Mr. and Mrs. Speaker, I'd like to talk to you about these things. I want to see if we are a great fit for you. At this point, this is your show. Let's be friends or something like it. Let's dialogue until complete. That sounds good to me. Mr. and Mrs. Speaker, I can assure you you will not be sold at any time. As a matter of fact, I give you permission. But if you feel like you've been sold, just call me out. You got that power. Don't even feel bad. Let's just dialogue. If this is the resource that would change your life, I take all the pressure off. So not only did I just teach you what a resource is, I just showed you how to sell it. You don't sell a resource. Amazon don't have to sell y'all. You want to go in a store and Walmart and wait for 2 hours? Or you want to kick back, use your little thumbs, and 2 days from now, you go, oh man, I didn't even know that was coming. I forgot about that. It ain't that hard. Amazon to convince you 2 days is faster than 2 hours. It ain't that hard. A resource is anything that somebody wants. And as Ray Dalio said in that How the Economy book, and there's a market for every resource on this planet. There's a market. Porn is a resource. There's a market for porn. There's a market for heroin. There's a market for morphine. There's a market for glasses, as in bifocals. There's a market for wedding rings. There's a market for people with dreads. There's a market for Sikhs with beards. Just is. There's a market for every single thing on this planet. And what is the market? The market is a bunch of people saying, I want that. And whatever they looking at, that's your resource, Grace. That's why the answer is infinite. Every single thing out here is a resource. Grace, you out there driving right now. You have driven past a billion resources already. Whether it be vacant land that McDonald's wants to get next to one day, or some real estate investor want McDonald's to get right there and a whole shopping mall so he can build a whole apartment complex or something. It doesn't matter. Every single thing on this planet that can be sold, no, forget the selling. Every single thing on this planet that is not bread or water is a resource that must be sold. And how do you sell it? Trading power. Bread or water is free. Everything else must be sold. Everything. You, your agenda, the bureau, all of it. Doesn't, if it ain't bread and if it ain't water, it needs to be sold. And I need y'all to have that attitude. But by selling, I don't mean the way you sell. I mean, look, here's the resource. Are we in alignment? If we not in alignment, you don't need this. That's not just exercising integrity. It's also shortening up my time with you so I can go get in front of the person that this resource is in alignment with. Grace is a woman. She's a 41-year-old single woman. I can think of 6 resources right now you cannot resist. This is April. Mm-hmm. Mother's Day is second Sunday in May every year in America. I can get Grace to buy anything. Because she's 41, she's single, she ain't got no kids. I wait for 2 days out the year to get all her money. The day after Valentine's Day and the week leading to Mother's Day and the day after Mother's Day. Mm. Because her biological clock is ticking. Go ahead.
The reason why is because the day after Valentine's Day, she's going to be feeling some kind of way because she's still single. And then before Mother's Day, she's going to be feeling some kind of way because she's single and she does not have a family yet. And her biological clock is ticking. And she has friends and relatives that have children. She has all these godchildren. She taught all these kids, but yet does not have one for herself. So you could even go as far as selling her a puppy before Mother's Day and she will buy it.
And she knows nothing about 50 Shades of Gray.
Well, you know, she might have seen it. Grace is a gangster. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. But I just want you to get the resource. This puppy is a great example. If I want to sell a spike in puppies, you know, a spike of sales in puppies, I just wait until you feel bad and be like, oh, here's a companion that'll never argue with you. There you go.
That will love you unconditionally.
Love you unconditionally. It's a resource.
The feeding and the walking that I don't want.
I can't help you with that part. Wait, hold on. Okay, she can't dig it filled.
In law.
Well, in sales, there actually is a term called the puppy dog clothes.
Oh, I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah. When you give somebody a puppy dog and say, here, take it for 5 days, they're not going to give it back after they have it for 5 days. They're going to fall in love with that puppy. They literally sold hundreds of color TVs in the 50s the same way.
Wow.
They let people say, here, take this color TV home with you. If you don't like it, we'll come and get it. But you get a color TV in your house, you're going to invite all the neighbors to come over and look at it. So after a while, you're not going to get that color TV back after you've shown everybody you got one. So it's actually called the puppy dog clothes.
All right. Well, Grace, everybody, Frida, let's implement that.
Still.
Yeah.
One of my suggestions, a resource that I well, might want to look into, and I've mentioned this before on these calls, is a book called Getting the Love You Want. Written by a pastoral psychologist, got his doctorate degree in marriage counseling and find himself going through a divorce. So he said, I failed as a preacher, I failed as a husband, I failed as a counselor. Then he wrote this book. So I recommend this for anybody who's in a relationship, just getting in a relationship or just getting out of a relationship. Getting the Love You Want by Harville Hendricks.
So you recommend it for everybody because that's what that criteria was. Get it in one, get out of one, just got out of one.
Everybody that wants to have relationships in their life.
I know that's right. I know that's right. And you recommended last year and I did read it and it is good. Deanna?
Another resource for what Law just said. Not only can you, would they buy puppies, but for the reason Law just said, well, I don't feel like walking them. Well, you know what? With your puppy, we also have this resource where you can train your puppy how to use a litter box, or you can train your puppy how to actually use a toilet, depending on the size of the dog. Because there are people who have trained their dogs to use an actual toilet, use a restroom, and they flush it, or depending on the size of the dog, train them on how to use a litter box.
And Monica says she got house dogs.
I got a dog walking service. It only costs you $25.
There it is. See? That's it. He saw the resource. He saw the need, saw the resource. In closing, genuinely, honestly, you got to have the resource. If you don't have the resource, that's your problem. Put your time, your money, your energy, your effort into the resource. And sometimes you have to go get a job. People like Field back in the day called it market research. If you was going to start your own hotel, you go get a job at another hotel. and see, saw what was good, saw what was bad, what you can fix. So sometimes you have to go get a job. And there's nothing wrong with a job. Jobs are fantastic. What's wrong is you stay a resource and then spend your resource and give it away. That's what's wrong with jobs. You're supposed to take the job's money and invest it in unearned income. So if you work, it's because you feel like it, not because you have to. Not because you have to.
I wish I could take my market to Columbia.
That would be nice. That would be nice. Especially with your skill sets. That would be nice. Y'all just, homework. Let me give you homework. I want you to find out what is your trading power. Some of you are going to be upset by this in a good way. No, I mean like an integrity, like, man, I ain't got no damn trading power. Some of you are going to say that. And I respect that because that's exactly what I remember what year I would have said that. If you're the person, if you can identify your trading power and go ahead and double down on it and start selling that, you know, that trading power, just offer it to people who are in alignment with that resource, you won't have to sell it. If you don't have trading power, send Grace or Deanna. You know what? Don't even worry about it. If you don't have trading power, relax, because tomorrow I'm gonna talk about creating trading power there, because ain't no sense in ain't no sense in doing what I was gonna say I was gonna do.
Are we gonna create the asset?
We gonna create, I was gonna do it today, but yeah.
I got the pad here.
We'll create it tomorrow. We'll create it tomorrow. Yes. Go ahead, Phil.
Two things.
Yes, sir.
You're worried about you having trading power. Have you taken the assessment standout by Marcus Buckingham?
That's good. That's a good point. That's a good point.
That'll give you the verbiage. That'll give you the analysis of where you might have trading power in the marketplace. Where you can take your skills, and with skills, what would you do to stand out? So you go to marcusbuckingham.com. It's free. Take the assessment. It gives you an analysis of, based on your skills, here's where you need to be to stand out.
There you go.
Second thing, think of the resources. For instance, I started working in a restaurant when I was 14. When I was 19, I bought my own restaurant. But the problem was, I knew how to manage a restaurant. I was really good at how to manage a restaurant. I had no idea how to own a restaurant. So we were really busy, but we never made any money. So that's my trading power. I now can bring that observation to the marketplace. And when I'm working with a client, I can tell them about that issue because I've experienced it.
And that is exactly good trading power there. If you know how to fail, you can really help folk not fail. You really can. If you know how to fail, you really help folk not fail. That's a very good point. Very, very super duper good point. That's it for me. Tomorrow we'll create, but that don't mean don't do your homework. I need you to examine what your resource is and what can you sell or trade for power. Don't always have to be money. Maybe you trade for Bitcoin or something. I don't know. That's up to you, but that's what you got. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plant better. You can't dominate. We'll see you at 10:30, and we're talking about your biggest mistake in life. Mm-mm. That's what we're talking about. Your biggest mistake in life. Yes, yes.
Is that singular or plural?
Singular. All right, everybody. Love you. Love you.
Love you more.
All right, love everybody. You more. Y'all have a great one. I love when Phil do that.